For many, waking up tired is just a way of life. But it shouldn't be. Waking up tired is a sign that your beautiful spiritual house needs your attention and action. As the damaging cycle from a lack of sleep or getting restless sleep and waking up tired goes on, the reserves of energy we once had get lower and lower. As a result, we become more susceptible to dis-ease and illness. How so? Well, believe it or not, your body is doing magical things when you sleep. Just to name a few, toxic waste gets processed and booted out. Your brain files away new learnings. Your cells get a little TLC and repaired, and your energy gets restored. Yes, you heard that right. Your energy gets restored when you sleep. So it stands to reason that the less restful sleep you get, the less of those vital processes occur, including the restoration of energy. And when your body doesn't get a chance to restore its energy reserves, its intelligence realizes it has limited reserves to do its critical repair work with. As a result, it begins to make difficult choices like heal this wound or keep breathing, or fight this infection or keep the heart beating, or create more killer T cells or get toxins out of those kidneys. You get my drift. So for self-preservation, your body will most likely default to the needs of your autonomic nervous system over anything else. It knows if it doesn't keep that system functioning, there is no quote-unquote body to worry about. And as a side note, for those who might not be aware, our autonomic nervous system operates pretty much everything we don't think about, like breathing, digestion, and so on. So you can see why your body would be very careful with its energy rations to keep this system up and running. Why does this matter? It matters because by using all of its available energy reserves to just keep you alive, your body has less and less energy for it to do stuff like heal inflammation, heal infections, heal wounds, and so on. You could say that if you're feeling tired as you wake up each day, day after day, the analogy of running on fumes is pretty spot on. Let's say you're about to go to sleep. You're laying in bed, but scrolling through your social media feed or watching a video. You probably feel like you're ready for sleep because you're yawning with teary, drooping eyes. But the constant feed of information you're eyeballing is doing two really counterintuitive things for you. The first, it's triggering you to check for, think about, and form opinions about whatever you're looking at. And two, your device's never-ending light glow confuses your brain. Your brain's thinking, is this daytime or nighttime, body? Is it time to get up or go to bed? And because it's confused with mixed signals, your brain doesn't produce the right amount of melatonin for you to get into the really deep sleep with. Sure, you'll probably fall asleep fast from exhaustion, but you'll wake up a few hours later, mind racing, thoughts are running, eyeballs zinged open, staring at the dark ceiling. I know there will be some who say, Melissa, watching TV or scrolling through my phone is how I get sleepy so I can rest. Well, if you're doing that and getting a full night's sleep and waking up feeling fully rested and ready for your day, well then keep doing what you're doing. It's obviously working for you. But for most, this pattern of keeping your mind stimulated and confused right up to your shut-eye time is not doing them any good. They aren't waking up rested, but they just push through, forcing themselves to get used to being tired all the time, and leaving themselves open and susceptible to disease and illness. Now, this is not what sleep was meant to do, so let's make now the right time for you to tweak this pattern so you can start restoring your energy reserves. So how do we ensure our bodies have enough energy to run our autonomic nervous system and heal other things? Sleep. Real, restful sleep to fill up those energy tanks of yours. So I have some simple tips. First, turn the TV off and put the phone away. leave a gap of a no TV, no phone time of at least 30 minutes before you go to bed. And don't turn the TV on or pick up your phone once you're in bed again either. For those really addicted to their devices, 30 minutes might feel like going cold turkey, so start with 15 minutes, but please do this. Your brain needs wind down time too. Number two, after you've put your phone away and turned the TV off, count your breathing or occupy yourself with something simple. Remember your mother telling you to count sheep to try and fall asleep the night before your birthday? Well, this is pretty much the same thing, except you're not counting sheep. Well, unless you'd like to, but you're counting your breathing instead. I recommend you doing a 6 count in and then a 6 count out. So simple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's you breathing in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and that's you breathing out. Now, if you're musical or creative, you might recite some beautiful lyrics or poetry over and over in your mind. Just make sure it's something positive, though, since you'll be marinating in those words for the next several hours after you fall asleep. You'll be amazed at how quickly you fall into a blissful rhythm doing this. Now, for some, their mind is wound so tight that using a guided meditation is probably the way to kick this process off. So in that no device time when you would be resisting the urges of picking up your phone or turning on your TV or looking and scrolling through your tablet, you'll be keeping your mind occupied by following the voice of the meditation guide. Now, if you go to my blog post, you'll see links to some recommended guided meditations, or you can just Google them or look on Spotify. Step three, repeat, repeat, then sleep. So every time you're doing the counting, pull your attention back to your simple counting or your reciting. Whenever you realize your mind starts to chase an active thought like organizing tomorrow's meeting or working out your finances. And that's it. But the real kicker here is to let your mind catch up with your body. It's likely that you've been lying in bed or on the couch for a while, but you haven't let your mind follow suit. Of course, there will be those who have conditions or issues whereby you need some external help from a medical professional in order to go to sleep, but for the most part, using my tips will truly help you sail off into a peaceful slumber so your energy reserves can refill and you can be a better version of yourself when you wake up tomorrow morning. Big love and happy sleeping to you, sweet friends. Namaste.